Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Let's turn about to Psalm 23. Psalm 23, verse 1 to 6. Shall we read it together? Ready, go. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. In the presence of my enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. How many of you want goodness and mercy to follow you all the days of your life? How many of you want to see that the Lord is always with you? And that wherever you are, God is with you. Hallelujah. So we got to know that if God is your shepherd, then you are the sheep, isn't it? If God is your shepherd, then you are the sheep. And one of the things that will make you enjoy Psalm 23, one of the things that will make you lie down in green pastures, one of the things that will make you, your head always be anointed with oil, one of the things that will make you walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil is that you are led by the shepherd and you obey and you follow the shepherd. Hallelujah. You obey and you follow the shepherd. And we said that there are so many things that want to lead us. Remember, we talked about the various things that want to lead us. Do you remember some of the things that want to lead you? What are some of the things that want to lead you? The voice of your flesh. You see, the shepherd wants to lead you by his spirit, but your flesh also has a voice. You get it? Your flesh also has its desires. You get it? So there's a voice that also wants to lead you. Then what else? The voice of your mind. Sometimes God wants you to do something, and your mind also tells you something. You get it? You see that there's something you have to do, but your mind is telling something. Every time you want to understand God with your mind, you know, you want to be logical. Do you get it? What the next one? The voice of your spouse. The voice of your spouse. Darling, darling. The voice of Delilah was able to take Samson away from his ministry. Hallelujah. Darling. What the next voice? The voice of what? The voice of your friends. The voice of your friends. Okay. What's the next voice? The voice of your circumstances. Circumstances. What's the next voice? The voice of your parents. The voice of your parents. What's the next voice? The voice of your own will. The voice of your own will. What's the next thing that wants to lead you? The voice of the Holy Spirit. The voice of the Holy Spirit, or the voice of God. The word of God. Hallelujah. At least we want to be led by God, isn't it? We want to enjoy Psalm 23. We want to enjoy Psalm 23 so that when we are saying it, it will not only be something that we just recite, but something that we enjoy. We see the goodness. We see the blessings. We see the protection of God. Hallelujah. So one of the things that can make you be led by God and really know that you are led by God is when you are led by His Word. Or in other words, the primary way God leads us is by His Word. By His Word. But for everything that you want to do, you need to know the truth about that thing. Every step you want to take, everything you want to study, you need to know the truth about that thing. And the truth is what will make that thing work. The truth is what will make it end up well. Hallelujah. That is why the Bible says in John 8:32 that, and ye shall know the truth, And the truth shall make you free. If you know the truth about marriage, the truth about wealth, the truth about wealth, success, it will make you free and you become wealthy. Hallelujah. There are so many things that people are talking about that they say can make you wealthy or can create wealth. But there is the truth that can make you wealthy. Hallelujah. Also, if you read Psalm 8 verse 12, it says that I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So we need light in this world so that we walk in the truth. When you have light, you don't make mistakes. When you have light, you don't drive in potholes. And even if you have light of the car, but you don't have the light of Christ. Because you can have light and it has rained, and you see that the rain has just filled the potholes. But underneath the water is a manhole. You may think it's just water on the surface. You go and pass on it, but I realize you've broken the shaft of your car. Do you get it? So you need light. And the Bible says that the word of the Lord is what? In Psalm 119 verse 105. Said the word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So the light you need for everything is the word of God. And beloved, if you walk in light, you will not make mistakes. You will not hit walls. If you walk in light, hallelujah. He said, the word of the Lord is that lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. Amen. And then in Micah chapter 6 verse 8, you want to be led by God, isn't it? To enjoy Psalm 23. To enjoy Psalm 23. Micah chapter 6 verse 8. What does it say? He said that he had showed thee, he has showed thee, O man. Shall we all read it together? Micah chapter 6 verse 8. What does it say? He has shown thee from where? From the Bible. He has shown thee from the Bible what is good and what the Lord requires of thee. He has shown thee from the Bible. There's nowhere else that you can go and see it. You will only see it from the Bible. What is good and what God requires of you, so that Psalm 23 will be your a blessing to you, and you walk in I shall not want. Hallelujah. And you walk in I shall not want. Amen. Now, there are certain things that when you do, you will not want. Hallelujah. And why is God leading you? God is leading you so that you don't want. God is leading you so that you don't want. And today, I want to show you one of the things and that God is leading you into that can help you. Hallelujah. That can help you. And I want to tell you that God is leading you into wealth. Hallelujah. God is leading you into what? Wealth. God is leading you into wealth. Listen, how many of you want to be wealthy? I know everybody wants to be wealthy. And Psalm 23 is the general picture of a wealthy person, a successful person. Hallelujah. But how many of you realize that wealth creation is not as straightforward as it may seem? Wealth creation is not as straightforward. In other words, it's not easy to be rich. It's not easy. Most people who say they are rich, they are not really rich. They are not really rich. Because if you are rich, do you get it? You must be able to give. You must be able to give without thinking about what you owe. Many people cannot give.
Because you can't give what you don't have. Many people cannot give, because you can't give what you don't have. Because what they have is not for them. It's for a bank. It's for somebody. It's a loan. Do you get it? So it's not really wealth. It's not really wealth. Hallelujah. May what you have belong to you in the name of Jesus. That is why you can see people who seem to be rich. But when you ask them for even 5 cedis, if you ask them for 10 cedis, because at the end of the month, the money they are going to pay is not easy. But let me tell you something. To be rich, to be wealthy, is something that you can become. Hallelujah. And I want to see young people who are rich. Amen. You see, I met a group of people. They are all below the age of 30. I told them what I'm telling you, that look, to make wealth is not easy. It comes from God. And I told them, I've been a pastor for not less than 27 years. And I've seen people who have set their hearts to look for money. And I've also seen people who have, in addition to believe for money, given their lives to God. You get it? And after that, I've seen the differences. And I asked them that, haven't they seen that, especially when we are doing fundraising in church, haven't they seen that most of the people who give are lay pastors? Most of the people who come are lay pastors, or either lay pastors or people close by, maybe in the protocol or ministry shepherd, or who are very close, who are doing well in the things of God. I asked them, I said, do they see anybody who come out of nowhere suddenly to give? They don't say no. You see, because what happens is that, I was saying, what happens is wealth, it comes from God. Let me read 2 Peter chapter 1. So I was telling them that, look, how they have started life, the people we are looking up to, some of them are looking at the wrong people. You see, they just give a certain picture that they have money. They don't have anything. They don't have anything. But the people that they should look up to are the lay pastors, the people we are sending out to start churches, the people who are serious in church. They are the ones who should be their role model. They should look at them. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. What does it say? It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. May grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Amen. Verse 3. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and unto godliness. Hallelujah. He has given us what? All things by his divine power. Listen, blessings, wealth comes from God's power. Divine power. It is God who blesses us. Some people are struggling to make money. Somebody said, look, I want to make money. Me, I don't want to be a pastor. I want to be rich and bless the church. We have been in this church and the riches have never come. But those who say they want to be pastors, they want to be serious, they want to be this, they are the ones, Father, who have lived here and who are blessing the church. The person said, I want to make money, and so that when the church needs money, I can do the tile, I can do the roof. They are nowhere to be found now. You get it? It is God. It is God. It is the power of God that makes people rich. Hallelujah. And I see God making you rich in the name of Jesus. It is the power of God. That is why I want to tell you all. You see, believe God. Believe God. And believe the word of God. And do the word of God. Because according to his divine power, he has given us everything. He is the one who wants to bless you. You see, and until you come to that point where it enters your head that God is the one who wants to bless you, you will always find it difficult to believe God to be blessed. Hallelujah. You always find it difficult to enjoy miracle money. How many of you know that there's something called miracle money? Miracle money. In Psalm 78 verse 25, he said they ate the bread of angels. Angels gave them bread to eat. He said, man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. Man did eat angels. That means miracle food, angels' food. Hey, may you eat some miracle food in the name of Jesus. And some of you are going to have angels' money. Angels' money. You don't know how the money will come. Last Sunday, we needed money to pay some workers. And then when we got our money, it wasn't enough. So I told Bishop Mousey that this money is not enough at all. It's not a lot. And we need money. Then I told him, look, miracle money will come. The pastors had a meeting. When they had a meeting, I started singing. So I said, miracle money. Lord, that song, there's a song that goes like something like that. What is the song like? Miracle worker. You were me. I changed. I said, miracle money. And they didn't know that I was confessing for miracle money. So they were all laughing. By Tuesday, Wednesday, somebody called. He said that I didn't have this money on Sunday. And I didn't have any money on Sunday. But I was just there. And somebody came and gave me these thousands of CDs. And please, I'm going to put it in the account. That's not my account, church account. By the evening, it will register. So I called Bishop Mousey and I said, what did I tell you? I said, miracle money. So by Thursday morning, he was signing, and the person himself had told us that he doesn't have money. He was not expecting it at all. But he called me. In fact, when he called me, I thought, you see, there was something we wanted him to do for us, and I've asked Jomaso to tell him to represent us for some funeral somewhere. So I thought that's why he was calling me. Only for him to tell me that, look, somebody came to my office and gave me thousands of Ghana cedis. And so I'm going to put it in the church's account. I said, wow. So I told Bishop Mousey that I called them. All the people you owe, Owis or Owes. Call all the Owis. And tell them, give them checks. And I said, give this one this. Give this one this. Give this one that. And I realized the people were happy. Hallelujah. May you enjoy. You see what? He fed them with angels' food. May you enjoy angelic monies in the name of Jesus. May you enjoy. Many years ago, I heard Prophet Kaka preach a certain message called Sikadro. Many people didn't understand that message, but I understood that message. Medicine money. See, what he was trying to say, that see, people can go to juju men, and then a lizard or a snake can be under the bed and be vomiting money. You get that's medicine, Sikadro. But we can also go to God and eat Sikadro. No snake will vomit. Your wife doesn't. I watch one film, whether it's Nigerian or Ghanaian, I cannot tell, but I watch one film. This man married a woman, of course. And then he went to see a juju man and said, the woman is going to use the woman for something. They did some lot of things. So the woman became like a tubele or something. And he put her in the room. And all that she was doing was she was vomiting money. She vomited money till she became like rubber. I said, wow. But does it happen in reality? Okay, you don't know, but I don't know. I hope you don't know about it. And I hope you haven't done anything like that before. But God can also give you angels' money, spiritual money. Hallelujah. And He has the power to give. He has the power to give. Hallelujah. So God gives. Hallelujah. One of the ways that God can give to us is so that we go, God delivers us from the curse. You see, Many of us, or many people, is because of the curses on this earth. That is why we cannot seem to break through. You get it? And one of the ways that you can deal with a curse, let's read Deuteronomy chapter 28. If you want to enjoy the blessings of Psalm 23, that's what you have started enjoying now. You are on the road to enjoying Psalm 23. Deuteronomy chapter 20 says, moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee. Say to Fiawa. All these curses, and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed. This is God talking to people. Because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God. You see, we have the voice of God. The voice of God, which primarily is also the word of God. You didn't listen to the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. What a shock. May this never happen to you in Jesus' name. Then he said, why? Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart. You don't serve God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. You know, one of the ways to enjoy wealth and enjoy abundance, God's provisions, one of the ways to enjoy I shall not want blessings of Psalm 23 is to serve God with joy and with gladness. Hallelujah. Oh, I didn't hear somebody say amen. Amen. Is to do it. You know, sometimes you can do things, but not with joy and not with gladness because you don't understand it. Not with joy and with gladness because you don't understand it. Hallelujah. It's like the story that Bishop tells about the woman who was fighting with the husband. Always fighting. Always. And then they brought their families together to talk to them. So they realized that the woman was at fault, as is usual. By the way, they read the woman was at fault. So I mean, they all agreed that the woman, both the woman's side made up of males and females, and the man's side made up of males and females, agreed that the woman was at fault. So they asked the woman to go around and apologize to the people gathered. So she went to everybody and she said, I'm sorry. But when she went to the husband, she stretched the hand toward the husband and looked somewhere else. And then they asked, Mina Genke. Which means that she said, what did they say I should say? You see, everybody's fine. Didn't ask that question. When it came to the man, he said, Mina Genke. What did they say I should say? The woman is apologizing, but not with joy and with gladness. It's not from her heart. It's not from her heart. It has so many people. Sometimes you can have a wife. You can have a wife who can give in, but not with joy and with gladness. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. If there was joy and gladness, you will hear SOJs. You know SOJs? Huh. When there's no joy and gladness, you see that the woman is lying there and attending to her WhatsApp. Whilst you are doing. Hey! Have you ever been served with food that didn't come with joy and gladness before? Hey! One day I went to somebody's house and a wife was serving him. I told myself that this food, even the taste will be different. And I realized that the man was forced to eat because we have tried to tell them that they should reconcile. So the man was forced to eat, but the way the food came and the way it was put down, I said, how can you eat such food? Amen. But When it comes to God and the things of God, and you want to be blessed, beloved, see, one of the ways to be blessed by coming to church or for coming to church is to come with joy and gladness. Yeah. You see, if you don't come with joy and gladness, you will come and go. Nothing will happen. A curse will rather follow you. Hey. Amen. Wonderful. Why am I saying all these things? I'm saying all this because, you see, it's not easy to create wealth. It's not easy. That's why some people have finished school 10 years. They can't have job to do. They have hopes. They have everything. But God has given you the power to make wealth. Now, one of the ways that God has given to us to make wealth, which is also one thing that people fight against. People really fight against. I mean, both within and without. Meanwhile, that is one of the most powerful ways of making wealth is tithing. It's tithing. And you see, if I preach about tithing in this church and you don't pay your tithe, you get it. There's no need for you to be angry. You get it. Because you have realized that since you joined the church, you haven't paid your tithe, you don't pay your tithe, and yet things are being done. You get it. So don't worry. You just listen to what I'm saying. You get it. Perhaps God will speak to you. Perhaps light will come so that you come out of darkness. Amen. Today, I want to talk about how tithers, those who tithe, how they fulfill the law of wealth creation. How they fulfill the law of wealth creation. Because I've told you that, see, it's not easy to create wealth. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. Hallelujah. It's a mystery to create wealth. It's not easy at all. So now, what you think makes people wealthy or has made somebody rich is not necessarily what has made him rich. Yeah. Something else will be behind it, but you not know. Something else will be behind it, but you not know. So there is a mystery. And one of the mystical contributions to wealth creation is actually giving away wealth. It's giving away wealth. Yeah. When I was at the MTL at Kadesh, Bishop was doing a fundraising. And I realized that he mentioned some big money. And I told myself that I also need a lot of whatever he's talking about. He wanted to carpet the Kadesh and all those things. And then they said that the instrument they bought was worth 50,000 euros and they need to pay. As I was sitting there, I said, look, if I also want the same thing for my church, the only way I can have it is to give away wealth. That's all. That's the only way I can have it, is to give away wealth. So when he called for people to give, I told myself that I have to give away wealth. So I went and I gave. And I know that the reason, whatever I have gone to give away, you see, I am going to actually get it back. Because that's the mystery. What you have, when you give it away, and what you want, when you give what you have away, you may think you are giving it away, but you are actually getting it back. It's a mystery that many people don't know. Hallelujah. It's a mystery. There's many people that when you give away, you reduce your wealth. But in actual fact, you are increasing your wealth. That's why, you see, many of you, the wealth you have eaten, some of the monies you have eaten, it was supposed to have been given away. Yeah. Some of the Starbucks you have eaten, it was supposed to have been given away in church, but you didn't give it away. You just finished from church, you know, then you went away to Starbucks to go and eat it. You get it? That is why after that one star bite, you have not been able to go there again. Yeah. Meanwhile, that seed, that day star bite was supposed to have been given away, and then star bite will not only be eaten, it will even be made in your house. You eat star bite till you bite yourself. Amen. So it's to give away, but you see, it's so difficult for us to give away because we cannot, we don't understand it. Hallelujah. Because that's simple arithmetic. If you want, you keep. How many people have, let's say, 20,000 cities in your account. If you want more, what do you have to do? You have to go and add 7,000 to it this week, then add 10,000 to it next week, and then you have more. They want to look at your account and say, wow, I'm very rich. Do you get it? But the mystery is that when you give that wealth, you're rather making more. It's not easy to be wealthy. I'm telling you, it's not easy. It's only God who has the power. Some of you are struggling to make wealth, are struggling to do this. And you see, haven't you seen that up to now? It's not easy. But it's going to be easy from today in Jesus' name. Now, let us see what makes you fulfill great wealth. I mean, the things that you can do that can create wealth for you. Hallelujah. When you tithe, how it fulfills the law of wealth creation. So that this month and next month and into next year, you will create wealth for yourself. Number one, and also you can find it in the book, why non-tithing Christians become poor and why tithing Christians become rich. You can find it in that book. You see, it's there. Light is there. Bright light. Yeah. Colorful light. Somebody said a lighthouse. This is lighthouse. Somebody was preaching somewhere. I'm preaching somewhere. One of the lawyers, he said that, hey, I saw never lighthouse. They said, I hear disco. Oh, I see light. Disco light. So I'm saying, and they want to drink for heaven. Because heaven, the light that are there, rainbow colors. I said, may you have a colorful life in Jesus' name. Some people, they say things they don't know. Now, number one. Tithing Christians fulfill the law of humility, which creates wealth. Tithing Christians fulfill the law of humility, which creates wealth. Humility. You see, humility is not carrying somebody's Bible or carrying somebody's bag or giving up your seat for somebody to sit down. And it's a kind of respect. Do you get it? But humility is something else. Hallelujah. Psalm 75, verse 6 to 7. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Hallelujah. You see, God is the judge. God can put you down and can set up one. And may God never put you down in Jesus' name. May nobody be set up in your place in the name of Jesus. May you keep your place always in the name of Jesus. Only those who believe are receiving it. You know, it is only a fool who says there's no God. It's only a fool who says there's no God. But if you know that there is God, then it makes you recognize that there is God. You get it? And when a person pays tithe, it is a demonstration and a recognition of the God factor in his or her life. It's a demonstration and the recognition and the humility to accept that God is the one who promotes him or her. Hallelujah. If you don't have that kind of humility, you can't. Because see, paying tithe helps you to remember. It helps you to remember that you did not make it on your own. You know, it's so easy for you to think that you made it on your own. You went to school so that you can look at people and say, well, if you had gone to school, you would have done this. Or even if you went to school, you say that it's you. You get it. But God has made tithe in such a way that it will always humble you and make you remember that there is a God somewhere. And that it is not by your own. Every Sunday when you are coming out here to give your tithe, every month when you are coming here to give your tithe, what is happening is that it is making you humble yourself to recognize that somebody has promoted me. I know one person who arrogantly said one day that I cannot give my tithe to God. He says, my tithe is too much. He said, my tithe can pay the salaries of all these people together. Only my tithe. And the tithe was big. So he said, I can arrogantly say that. Within a few days, this man had some problems that he shouldn't have had. And as I'm talking to him, he's not even alive. Yeah. He's not even alive. You see, humble yourself. Humble yourself and let God bless you. Hallelujah. Any Christian who maintains a humble attitude will create wealth for himself. Because see, it's a principle that will make you humble. You humbly come, you walk from the back. Every month, I'm coming to pay my tithe. Every month, it's a law that you are fulfilled. Humility. You are humble enough to accept that not by my might, not by my power, it is God who has blessed me. And that's why I'm coming to pay my tithe. It means that if you find it difficult to pay tithe, it means you don't recognize a God factor. You are not humble enough to recognize a God factor in your life. And I've seen a lot of people like that. I see a lot of people who don't pay tithe because sometimes they even feel that, why should I pay tithe for somebody to eat? Why should I pay tithe for somebody to eat? So it's a kind of pride. Do you get it? But if you pay tithe, it's going to make you fulfill the law of what? Creating wealth. Amen. Number two, tithing Christians fulfill the law of sowing and reaping, which creates wealth. They fulfill the law of sowing and reaping, which does what? Creates wealth. Hallelujah. The law of sowing and reaping. Every farmer, very soon, I think next week also is Farmer's Day. Yes, you can go and ask them. Every farmer creates wealth for himself by what he sows. And they also know the right season to sow. Yeah. If you are not a farmer, you don't know when to sow and when not to sow. Some of you, if I ask you, when is the right time to sow corn? You will not be able to tell me. You may think that is December. Or to sow tomatoes. Is there a time to sow tomatoes? Yeah, there's a time to sow tomatoes. Hallelujah. So it's a law. The oldest law of world creation is embodied in the principle of sowing and reaping. Yes. The oldest law of wealth creation is in sowing and reaping. Hallelujah. Sowing and reaping. And if you don't sow, you will not reap. It's in sowing and reaping. And if you read the Bible, you will see there are a lot of scriptures that teach the principle of sowing and reaping. A lot of scriptures. The Lord is what? I shall not. What does he do so that you don't want? He leads you and you obey his leading and you don't want. And now he's leading you. He's leading you. Light is coming. You see, some of you find it so difficult to follow the shepherd when light is coming, because what the shepherd is telling you is not what your mind is accepting. So you find it difficult. Hallelujah. Several scriptures in the Bible. Psalm 126 verse 5. Psalm 126 verse 5. What does it say? It says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. How many of you think that giving out your money, giving 50% of your money, is something that is easy to do? How many of you think so? Yeah. But some people, depend on the light in you. Actually, it's also, you show the amount of tears you share. But they that sow in tears shall reap with joy. It means that sometimes sowing is done in tears. Sowing is done in tears. You can tearfully do something with joy and gladness. Are you understand what I'm saying? Oh, is the Lord your shepherd this afternoon? Is the Lord your shepherd this afternoon? Do you believe because the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want? Yeah. I say you can tearfully sow with joy and gladness. Yeah. I dare know a call, and yet you are doing with joy and gladness. Look, a shoe. So if you think that sometimes those who give, it doesn't go them, you are making a mistake. As I was sowing, it went me. I said, almost, why did I come for this conference? It went me. But I said, wow. But it's a scripture. You reap in joy. Hallelujah. Let's read Luke chapter 6, verse 38. So those of you who don't sow, see, some of you, all your life, you want somebody to give to you. All your life. You want somebody to give to you. As I'm talking, you are thinking, hey, who will give me one city to go home today? Who will do this? You are not then. Just my one city I have. Let me see it as a seed and sow. And walk home. What is the tear? The tear is the walking home. Yeah, walk home. Luke 6:38. Just one more. Give. Give. And it shall be given unto you. When is the time that things are given to you? When you give. Have you given? You ask yourself, even in normal life, apart from your tithe, apart from your offering, have you given anything to anybody this year? Have you given anything to anybody this year? Including the people who walk by your car and knock on your window, who don't have hands, who don't have legs. Have you given anything to anybody this year? That next year is my year of breakthrough and wealth creation. What have you given to expect anything to reap? Give and it shall be given unto you. In good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. Men shall give unto your bosom. And I see many of you, as you want to give your first and best, as you tithe, as you give your offering, everything, men are going to give unto you. Hallelujah. Look, one of the only ways the work of God can be done is when there is meat in the house of God. And what's the meat? The meat is money. The meat is money. Nothing else. And that is how God's work is done. God's work cannot be done any other way. And that's why if you don't give, his work will be done anyway still. So that's why the angel money come. The miracle money also come. Hallelujah. Good measure. Press down. Shaking. Some of you, your good measure is 500 cedis. Because the whole year, what you have sown, in proportion to what you have, your good measure, that's why nobody will give you anything more than 500 cedis. Nobody has given anything more than 10,000 cedis. That good measure. Because you are, even as I'm talking, some of you are still sitting on your money. You are keeping it. You are keeping it to yourself. Hey, especially accountants and things like that, who can do accounting and this and this and that. Keeping it. Hey! Charlie, me, I want you to be rich. Oh. If you are rich as a church, you know that the church itself will be rich. So my heart is to make you rich. So that the church will be richer. Yeah. My heart is to make you rich. So I'm preaching with all my heart. So that you can fulfill the law of wealth creation. Some of you are sitting here looking at my face. Even if I'm Robert's catch you today, God tells me that I should come to you to collect. Even they kill you, they want to kill you with all your hair, with your, they want to kill, say, we want only 500 from you today. It should be a problem. Or it should be a problem. It should be a problem. Meanwhile, look at the way you have shined your face. Looking good. If I come to you run and say, hey, I need 800 Ghana cedis. If I don't take care, you won't come to this church again. But the day is going to come when you two, I shall call you. And I said, I need a down payment of 100,000 cedis for something. Do it for me. And you will do it with ease in the name of Jesus. Hey, people are receiving wealth. But you should do it. You should give. Amen. 13 Christians fulfill the law of prioritization, which creates wealth. Prioritization, which creates wealth. Hallelujah. The law of what? Prioritization, which creates wealth. What is prioritization? Let's see in the Bible. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Look, you should be richer than you are today. I mean, tell your friend and tell your friend that, look, you should be richer than you are today. You should have been far, far wealthier than you are today. And tell the person, stop thinking, stop fighting. Tell somebody, stop fighting, stop playing table tennis, and accept to be in that thing. Be in world creation mode. Amen. Matthew 6:33. He says that, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all. But he said what? Seek ye first. You see, what tithe does that? It teaches you and it puts in you the habit of knowing how to do first things first. It teaches you the habit. And failing to prioritize in any sphere of life always leads to failure. If you don't put first things first, you will always fail. Hallelujah. So tithing is that as soon as you get your money, as soon as you are paid, you tell yourself that it is not my might, it is not my power, it is God. Therefore, I am taking God's part. Immediately, you are prioritized well, and God has come first. Some of you, when you get your money, what you do is that you do a wedding list and take away all the things you have to get for your wedding. Then when you finish, what is left? The 100 cedis that is left, then you take a tithe of the 100. Have you prioritized well? You have sought first the kingdom of marriage. That's why all quarrels have been added to your marriage instead of blessings. Problems instead of blessings have been added to your marriage. Hallelujah. So let me tell you something. Look, wealth creation is not easy, but God has the power to make you wealthy. You see, one of the ways, obey the law of sowing and reaping. And one of the ways of sowing and reaping is by tithing. You see, tithing is not the amount you give. Let me just emphasize here. Tithing is not the amount you give. Tithing is the percentage you give. And the percentage is 10%. Which means that if my tithe is 7,000, if 7,000 is 10%, then what is the income? It means 70,000. Do you get it? That's 10%. May somebody's tithe be 7,000. May somebody's tithe be 10,000. If your tithe is 10,000, it means your income is what? 100,000. Hey. But do you know that it is not easy to take 10,000 and say, I'm going to give for tithe. But you know, son, it's very easy to take 100 cedis to pay as your tithe. But you see, tithe is not amount, it's a percentage. So if somebody's tithe is 7,000, which is 10% of his income, and then somebody's tithe is also 5 cedis, which is 10% of his income, Do you get it? Both of them have paid their tithe. No, both of them have paid their tithe. And none is greater than the other. None is greater than the other. All of them are the same. Just that if you were a wife, you get it, and your husband can give you, let's say your husband gives you 10% or 50% of the income for top money every month. You get it? And this husband, 50% of his money is 200 a month. You get it? And then suddenly he can give you 2,000, which is 50%. Won't you be happy? You'll be happy, isn't it also? You'll be happy. That's why some of you women, when you are choosing a beloved or something, you look at all these things. You get it? You look at all these things. So even though the percentage, you see, but I am sure that a pastor who is a human being, and even God in heaven, will be happier if your tithe is more. What does it mean? It means that if you earn more income, your tithe can never be more than your income. Are you understand what I'm saying? Your 10% can never be more than what you receive. So if you have to give more, it means that you have to get jobs. That's just one of the things I pray for, is that you get jobs to do that will pay you good money. Some of when you get a job that pays you good money, the last thing you think about is God. You'll be thinking about yellow shoes. You'll be thinking about holidays in Dubai. Hey! So tithing, what does it do? The law of what? Prioritization. Amen. And this month, next year, every month, prioritize God first in your life. Hallelujah. Seek ye first. First. You want to build a house? Your tithe builds God's house first. By the time you realize you have built a house, you don't know how you finish building your house. You don't know how you finish building your house. Yeah. 1 year, I told myself that, I want to do a project. I want to do the foundation by the end of the year. By the end of the year, I realized that I was on the second top floor of the building. I said, wow. But I said that I want to build the foundation by the end of the year. That was my aim. That was my aim. But by the end of the year, I had roofed the building and the store. I said, wow. How did it happen? Then so me, I've come to say, it's not, you see, houses are not built with money. Some of you, if you don't take, even the land alone can take all your money. The land you bought, the litigation on the land, the five people who have bought the land, who are all coming to build, that alone can, the story building can be eaten in the land. Then you will see that it's not only money. Amen. Are you entering into a law of wealth creation? Say amen. Don't worry. You see, in every country, there's a poor and there's a rich. Even America, there are people who sleep on the street. Yeah, we sleep on the bridges. Winter, they cover themselves with cardboard. Even in America, you get it. So what I'm saying is that it's not everyone here who is interested in wealth creation. It's not everyone here who is interested in wealth creation. But those of you who are interested in wealth creation, you listen to me. Tithing Christians fulfill the law of emulation, which creates wealth. That means the law of following. To emulate is the art of copying. It's the art of copying something others are doing. Do you get it? And then, if you are a judging Christian, you want to emulate somebody, just look at people in the Bible who have been blessed. Look at even the Jews in the world who have been blessed. Hallelujah. And then, you look at somebody like Abraham. Look at someone like Jacob. Look at someone like Isaac. And how they were blessed. What happened? They paid tithe. Look at Korea. How is Korea blessed? Korea is blessed by the law of emulation. Copying. When Korea started doing Daewoo, they also do Hyundai. But when they started doing Daewoo and Hyundai, If somebody said, people used to laugh, people, I feel that you are driving a Korean car. Some of you were young, so you know, you will not know what it, those days. Korean car, say car, they are not in German. But today, Onapo ke oba ride Korean car. Yeah. But what is happening? And they just looked at other nations and copied them. Ghana, we started. We did Buafo. Did you see a small car? We used to call it Buafo. When I was very, I don't know where the car went to. Buafo. Yeah, it was built by UST. We didn't continue. Buafo Yena. Buami. Eh. There was a second called Buami. Kantanka. If you saw someone driving Kantanka, you would laugh at the person. But it's the law of emulation. Amen. What I have done this afternoon is one of the best ways to create wealth. You see that when I started preaching, the Lord is my shepherd. You see how you were shouting throughout the message. But when I'm now settling to tell you how to get the wealth, you see that you are not shouting. Because you realize that the thing, there is something you should do. And it's always at that point that people are separated from one another. That point. We know it. We know it. He has shown thee, O man, what is good and what that the Lord require of thee. We all know, but when the point of the real thing where you have to do, give your tithe. And so what is your tithe? Your tithe is 2 cedis. Your tithe is 10 cedis. 20 cedis. Now if 20 cedis you can't pay, wonder about if your tithe becomes 20,000. Well, if your tithe becomes 20,000, you won't pay. Amen. How many of you want to fulfill the law of wealth creation? How many of you feel that from today you are going to pay your tithe? Be spiritual, oh, be spiritual. It's a spiritual thing we are doing. It's a spiritual thing we are doing. Me, my wish is that all of you be so rich that when you come to church and you give your tithe, you give your offering, I mean, there's no need for fundraising. There's no need for anything. You see, there's something about when we say come here. There's something when we say come here. It's also another type of humility. To be able to get out of your seat and walk here to collect the envelope. It's also humility. Some of you, the reason why you are not here is that you are too proud. Why should I get up and go and do? You are too proud. Sit in your pride. Apart from those who cannot come. I mean, there are people who cannot come. That one is true. This man, even your tithe is 1 cedi. Say that me, I'm going to fulfill my law of wealth creation. If your tithe is 10 cedis, to obey is better than to sacrifice. If your tithe is 50,000, to obey is better than to sacrifice. One of the ways to increase your income is to say that even though tithe is 10%, I'm going to increase it to a certain percentage. It will force God to increase your income. We are assuming that if you didn't come, you have come for your November envelope already. That's how we are assuming. I need more envelopes too. Okay. We are assuming that if you don't come, you have already come for November tithe. Now this is November tithe. Make sure this month you bring your tithe. Now December is another month. This is not fundraising. This is what you are obliged to do. This one is a command for you to do. You get it? So you have no choice except you don't earn income. But if you don't earn income, even there's a way to start earning income. That one is your faith that should determine. Now, I want you to come for your December and I want you to work. Please, unless you can't, but if you can, come for your December. Bishop Mouse is standing there with one. I need more. I know you have tight cards, but There will be no need for fundraising if people are paying their tithe. Those watching by television and online, some of them will say, look at these fools. Look at these fools. But don't worry. The wisdom of God, people say, is foolishness. But don't worry. Many things that God has done have not made sense. Why would God make his Messiah? Can I have more envelopes? Why would God make the Messiah be born in a manger? Why would God be going to battle and he will say that they should make a shout and the walls will be broken down? If you're watching by online, you're watching by television, and you saw God giving this command, you say that the people are fools. But you don't know that the people who are here, they are not fools. They are only fools in your eyes, but they are wise in the eyes of God. If I were you, please, can you put the MTN numbers on the screen? Those who are watching on television, by television online, who want to be wise, they can wire their tithe through the MTN number on the screen. You can pay. People have come for miracle money. Please, I want this to be online for those two of us who think we are fools to look at us. We don't mind being referred to as fools in the eyes of people who themselves need light. Our foolishness is what has brought us this far. Don't worry, you get.
Your face is all I see, and when your eyes are on this child, your oh Lord, you are beautiful.
Oh Lord, you
miracle are money, miracle money, miracle money, miracle money. But you people, are you all in the church? Now you are getting me confused. These are miracle people. The law of prioritization. Let's prioritize the ladies. Opportunity will not be there again.
Oh Lord, you're beautiful.
This is just your tithe. It's not fundraising.
Your faith
it's not fundraising. It's your tithe. To you, sing it again.
Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your faith is all I see. For when your eyes are on this,
you have never prayed tight before, but today you're going to pray tight.
are watching online, you want to do MTN money transfer, it's on the screen. You can do it. God will bless you. Hallelujah. Let's bow down our heads. Father, we want to thank you for today. We want to thank you for this wonderful opportunity to hear your word. You always have us in your mind, and you always want to bless us. That's why the psalmist asks, what is man? They are mindful of you. Always thinking about how man will clear his debt, how man will live, how man will clothe. You're always thinking about man. What is man that you are mindful of? You're always thinking about us. And one of the ways when you thought of us to make us create wealth is to give us the opportunity to sow through tithing. And we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We shall do it joy with gladness, so that we shall get the rewards of paying our tithe every month, every time that we need to pay, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, if deep down inside your heart, you are not sure whether you are born again or not, you don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die, and you want to say, Pastor, I don't want to give money to God without knowing that I'll go to heaven when I die. So, Pastor, please pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to know that I'll go to heaven when I die. And Pastor, I want to be in a position that God will always wash my sins away with his blood. So pray for me to give my life to Jesus. If you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to be born again. Say this with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
I confess with my mouth.
Confess with my mouth.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
Is Lord.
Is Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That from today.
That from today.
You have forgiven me.
You have forgiven me.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
You have washed me.
You have washed me.
With your blood.
With your blood.
And I am yours.
And I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.